Do you know what happens when you replace your regular old electric water heater with a new electric heat pump water heater? You boost your savings. A lot. In fact, Energy Star estimates that a family of four will save an average of $550 a year on their electric energy bills. And your new heat pump water heater can pay for itself in as little as 3 years. Level up with a heat pump water heater. Go to levelupmywaterheater.com to learn more.
Hey everyone, welcome back to Stoic State of Mind. I'm your host, Brandon Cole, and let's be real, we live in a world obsessed with perfection. Instagram feeds are filled with seemingly flawless lives, social media thrives on comparisons, and even self-help gurus preach about achieving some ultimate state of being. Ever feel like you're constantly falling short? Like there's this invisible bar set way too high, and you're always scrambling to reach it? Well, guess what? You're not alone. This relentless pursuit of perfection is exhausting, right? It keeps us stuck in a cycle of self-criticism, shame, and ultimately unhappiness. Today, we're diving into something truly liberating. Embracing imperfection and letting go of shame. Here are 5 key takeaways to help you break free from that pressure cooker. Number 1, recognize that perfection is an illusion. Seriously, it doesn't exist. Think about the last time someone claimed they were perfect. Chances are they were either lying or projecting an image rather than living a truly authentic life. We all have flaws, we all make mistakes, that's what makes us human. Number 2, shift your focus from outcomes to effort. Are you putting in the work? Are you trying your best? That's what matters, not whether you achieve some arbitrary standard of perfection. Remember, success is a journey, not a destination. It's about constantly learning, growing, and striving to be better versions of ourselves, not about achieving some flawless end goal. Number 3, practice self-compassion. Talk to yourself the way you would talk to a good friend who's struggling. Would you berate them for their mistakes? Of course not. You'd offer support, encouragement, and understanding. Treat yourself with the same kindness and empathy. Remember, everyone stumbles, sometimes it's how we pick ourselves up that defines us. Number 4, celebrate your wins, big and small. Don't downplay your accomplishments because they don't seem perfect. Recognize and appreciate every step forward, every challenge overcome. These victories contribute to the bigger picture of your life and growth. Be proud of yourself for showing up, trying your best, and making progress. And finally, number 5, remember that shame is a liar. It whispers negative things about you, telling you you're not good enough, that you've messed up beyond repair. But it's just that, a lie. Don't let shame hold you back from living your life to the fullest. Challenge those negative thoughts, remind yourself of your strengths and accomplishments, and choose to believe in your own worthiness. Here's a real-world example. Imagine you're preparing for a big presentation at work. You've put in hours of research, practiced your speech countless times, but on the day of, you get stage fright. You stumble over your words, forget some points, and feel like an absolute mess. You might be tempted to drown yourself in shame. I messed up so badly, everyone thinks I'm incompetent now. But here's the thing. Everyone makes mistakes. Even seasoned speakers have off days. Instead of letting shame paralyze you, acknowledge that it happened, learn from it, and move on. Remember, this presentation isn't defining your entire career. You are not a failure because you had a few stumbles. Use this as an opportunity to grow, to practice resilience, and to show yourself that you can overcome challenges. So, what are the key takeaways today? We talked about recognizing perfection as an illusion, focusing on effort over outcomes, practicing self-compassion, celebrating wins big and small, and challenging the lies of shame. Remember, embracing imperfection isn't about being careless or settling for mediocrity, it's about letting go of unrealistic expectations, accepting yourself fully, and showing up authentically in the world. Now, I want to hear from you. Share your thoughts on this topic. How do you handle those moments when shame tries to creep in? What strategies have helped you embrace imperfection? Let me know in the comments below. Don't forget to subscribe to Stoic State of Mind and join me for more insights and actionable tips to build resilience, discipline, and a life filled with purpose. Until next time, keep striving, keep growing, and keep that Stoic State of Mind strong.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.